Isn't it odd that you, as a grown European man, have to watch your words or you might lose your bank accounts? The social media corporations might shut down your email or even your phone numbers. And still I have this desire to speak the truth. You know, growing up in the Netherlands, I witnessed firsthand how our country began pandering to the immigrants. And then it got worse. Then in the late 1990s, they started pushing for the LGBT agenda. It started with the gay marriage, and now we have surgeons removing wombs from 14-year-old girls. And then came the euthanasia movement. First, they said it's just for old people with terminal illnesses. Now, if you're an 18-year-old and you claim you are depressed and you can't heal, or even if you are hearing a high-pitched sound in your ear that you can't get rid of, now these are accepted as excuses for you to have euthanasia, which is basically state-sanctioned murder. And all the while these things are happening, they keep calling it progress. But it's not progress. It's decline, morally, socially, and especially psychologically. And as the icing on the cake, our Western leadership now expect men like me to enjoy being drafted into the armies because we have to fight the Russians. I have to lay my life down in the mud to die for diversity in LGBT and gay marriage, things that I don't give a shit about, and still our leaders expect that I will go along with it or else they'll take away my email and my bank accounts. This is just fucked up.
Now, if we want to explain why it seems like there are some very powerful Jews today that are doing some very evil things, you know, the top of the pyramid type people, we have to look back in history a bit. Now, let's set aside the whole bloodline thing with the majority of people that call themselves Jews not being sharing any blood with the people from the Old Testament. There's a man who in the year 1666, gotta love that number, right? His name was Sabbatai Zevi, and he declared himself to be the Messiah. And he professed some really twisted belief system. He believed that the more you sin, the closer to God you would be. He declared that since he's the Messiah, and since the Babylonian Talmud says in the time of the Messiah that all the observances would be canceled. So since he was the Messiah, he said, he was preaching things like that Jews should participate in orgies, that they should kill, that they should steal, that incest was great. You know, he was bopping his own daughter. He was truly an evil man with a very evil message. And the thing is that at that time, more than half of the people that called themselves Jews followed him and became Zevites. And this is very relevant, even though it happened back in 1666. I'll explain that after you hear for this next clip here, because he was apparently reincarnated, or at least that's what they believed, and became even worse. But first, here's an introduction into Sabbatai Zevi, the Zevites.
My name is Chris Everard, and I just want to make this little video to discuss a subject which really basically the mainstream media have never ever covered, and the independent media are on the whole completely ignorant of this particular subject, and that is the underhanded secret influence of a group called the Zevites. Now, I make documentaries and I write books. That's what I do as my full-time job. And I've written extensively about the Zevite movement. Now, the Zevite creed, or the Zevite belief system, is pretty simple. It has its roots in Judaism, but it's not normal Judaism by any stretch of the imagination. What Zevites believe is that Satan is the good guy, and that they believe that the God of creation, which you see in the Bible, is actually evil. They had a messiah, a self-proclaimed messiah, called Shabbatai Zevi. And that's where the Zevite label comes from for this group of people. And he preached in the 17th century that the Jewish Ten Commandments, the Mosaic Law from Moses, should be turned on their head. So, in other words, the commandment of thou shalt not steal means, yeah, you can steal. Thou shalt not kill, you can kill. And it's very, very difficult for people to understand that right now there are Zevites operating behind the scenes in pretty influential jobs. I'm talking about jobs in the intelligence agencies, in governments, and in the Pentagon. I've been researching it, and I've made several TV documentaries about it, which you can watch on the Enigma channel. Now, Shabbatai Zevi, he basically crowned himself as the king of this Zevite movement. And in 1666, he moved from Izmir in Turkey to the Netherlands. And he gathered together an enormous international following amongst the Jewish communities of Spain, the Jewish communities of Germany, the Ashkenazis, the Hasidics. Many, many Jewish people actually followed Shabbatai Zevi. And his teachings came to the attention of the Muslim rulers of Turkey, because his hometown was Izmir in Turkey. When he returned back from his travels and he'd gathered together 100,000, 150,000 followers, and he'd been preaching incest, he'd been preaching brothers marrying and having sex with children, he'd been preaching all of this what we call satanic kind of theology. Do as thou wilt, do what you want, kill someone if you want, lie, cheat, steal, do whatever makes you happy, is at the root of this Zevite creed. When he returned back to Turkey, he'd come to the attention of the Turkish Muslim authorities, and they arrested him. And they said, now listen, okay, you've gathered this international following of Jewish people who have thrown away all of the traditional laws of Moses and tipped everything upside down and inverted all these laws. And you got a choice today. You can either convert to Islam, or we're going to put you to death. So he converted. Shabbatai Zevi converted to become a Muslim. And this created a big divide in his following, Jewish followers of Shabbatai Zevi, amongst the Sephardic Jewish community in Spain. They kind of, couldn't believe that their Messiah, and he was the Jewish Messiah, would convert to Islam. However, this was an extremely snide and very devilishly intrepid thing for Shabbatai Zevi to do. Because what he actually did is that he was able to then influence Islamic people. He dressed as a Muslim. He created this whole following in Turkey of tens of thousands of Muslims who today are called the Donma, D D-O-N-M-E-H, Donma of Turkey. Now, on the outside, he would pray five times a day. He would, go to the mosque, and he, as I said, dressed like a Muslim. Behind the scenes, this gave Shabbatai Zevi a secret key, what Salvador Dali would call the secret lever, because during the day he was a pious Muslim, but at night he was loyal to his Judeo-Satanic Zevite belief system. And yes, they were murdering people in human sacrifices. They were murdering children.
Now, Sabbatai Zevi, his hometown might have been in Turkey, but he was actually born, can you guess where? Yeah, Ukraine. And as bad as he was, something became even worse. After he died, like a long time after he died, someone was born who was named Frank or Jacob Frank Liebowitz. And he was even worse than Sabbatai. He claimed to, in fact, be the reincarnation of Sabbatai. He claimed to be also the Messiah. And now he continued on this absolutely satanic way of thinking.
Jacob Frank Liebowitz is the mastermind behind a global network of satanic cults. He taught that the Creator God was evil. Jacob Frank proclaimed himself as the true Messiah. He vowed never to tell the truth. He rejected every moral law and declared that the only way to a new society was through the total destruction of civilization. Murder, rape, incest, and the drinking of blood were perfectly acceptable actions and rituals. His followers established the Marxist system and have infiltrated Islam and Judaism. He was the Messiah of the Illuminati.
Jacob Frank, together with Amsel Rothschild and Adam Weishaupt, together formed the Illuminati. And on top of that, like, that's pretty bad, right? Forming the Illuminati. But he also, following in the same path as Sabbatai Zevi, he converted. He became a Catholic and absolutely corrupted the Catholic faith and brought in the child sacrifice, child trafficking, all the evils that we see that are apparent now today in the Catholic Church.
And the Zevites were basically then taken over by a guy called Nathan of Gaza. And then after Nathan of Gaza, the movement was taken over by a guy called Jacob Frank. Now, Jacob Frank was exactly the same as Shabbatai Zevi. He was from a Hebrew family, but he didn't convert to Islam. He converted to Catholicism. And what we see today is we see vast trafficking of babies and children. Many of them go missing, street children, in all of these countries which are controlled by the Vatican. This is a very important point, because Jacob Frank, who was a baron in Germany, he set up his own castle, he had a private army of 26,000 people. As I say, he was a Satanist, a Zevite Judeo-Satanist, following the teachings of Shabbatai Zevi. He was a baron in Offenbach in Germany, but he converted from Judaism to Catholicism. And that meant that from that era onwards, which is about the late 1770s, the followers of Jacob Frank, and he had 100, 150, 200,000 followers. As I said, he had a private army of 26,000 people, and they were all Judeo-Zevite Satanists. And what has happened is that we now have our present-day situation, which is really serious, we have a Judeo-Zevite Satanist influence in the Catholic Church. They are sodomizing children as a matter of course, daily. I mean, they've paid out $1 billion in court cases, in settlements for child sex abuse within the Catholic Church. And what we can see is that now there is this new scandal. Again, it's not being covered in the mainstream media or even on the so-called truth movement news blogs. And that is that somewhere between 350,000 and 620,000 babies and children were trafficked by the Vatican in Spain and in Latin America. And what would happen is that Catholic nuns and Catholic priests, there's men and women involved in this Zevite movement, I can tell you that now. On the outside, as I say, they look like Catholic priests, but at night they're actually doing Zevite Judeo-Satanic ancient rituals. And what these Catholic priests and these Catholic nuns did is that they set up clinics, they set up hospitals. Women would go in and have a baby, you know, they'd be pregnant, and they'd be drugged, they'd have anesthetic. And then when they woke, the women would be told, oh, there was a complication, I'm very sorry, your baby died. In reality, those children were born and they were trafficked. Many of them went unregistered. And this is a huge scandal. In Spain right now, at the moment, the figures are off the charts. It looks like there's hundreds of thousands of babies that have been trafficked, and hundreds of thousands of parents that were lied to by Catholic nuns and Catholic priests, and it was going on for decades. This is Zevitism at work, and it's something which I just wanted to tell you about in this film. And I've made many documentaries about the Zevite movement. It's very much alive. It influences the Vatican. It influences the world of Islam. In actual fact, there are Islamic people publishing blogs at the moment, and they are suspicious about the government of Turkey. They're saying that many of those ministers are Zevites.
Shortly after making these videos, Christopher Everard and Enigma TV is his company, I guess, they went silent about 3 years ago. And while the websites are still up, they're no longer encrypted. So you can check them out if you want, but I highly recommend against putting your personal information in there. When they're not encrypted anymore, that means they're not really active, and they're very vulnerable to hacking. So don't enter any personal information, because you're giving it to anybody that wants it. And if he's disappeared, I wonder why, after covering topics like this, you're putting yourself at risk. I suggest you don't do that. But the Sabbateans and the Illuminati, you know, they're very, very real, and they're very around today. And I think, you know, there's some important things here. Like, just as not all Jews are Khazarian, although most are, but even put aside the bloodline thing, clearly not all of them are evil, you know, but the ones that are truly evil. Here's a Jewess, is that what you call a female Jew? I don't know. But she's explaining about the sabotage of the Jewish faith. And she's got some interesting things to say, too, about Jeffrey Epstein and Turkey. And you're going to want to hear this.
Hello, my name is Doreen Ellen Bell Dotan. And yes, I have something that I'd like to say about what's happening with Jeffrey Epstein. I hope that this information will dovetail with what has already been discovered and will help in any investigation of what's going on. I've been coming under some very, very unusually heavy. Censorship on the internet, on every site. I'm blocked out of Twitter altogether. I'm heavily censored on Facebook and here on YouTube. And I should ask that you mirror this video, because my exposure is being limited. Sometimes I feel like I'm in an echo chamber on the internet, and I think that there may be information herein that'll be helpful, and I don't want it getting lost in the sauce. The internet sauce. Maybe the peanut sauce. Bad joke, huh? I'd like to give some information that is historical, leading us up to what's happening in the present, that will clarify a number of things. When I saw the photo of the the temple on Jeffrey Epstein's island, it looked kind of strange to me. It looked a bit unreal. Then when I saw on the Q site, which I do follow, the temple in Turkey after which that temple on Jeffrey Epstein's island is supposed to be modeled after, things began to click. Here in Sfat, there is a mausoleum from the Mamluk era, which is used as a Freemason's lodge. It looks very similar to that temple in Turkey, after which the temple on Epstein's Island is said to be modeled. I have some pictures and some threads on my Facebook page. All of the stuff on my Facebook page can be viewed by the public. Please take a look at some of that stuff. I want you to see the photos of that mausoleum and the fact that it is a Freemason's lodge. You will also see in some of the links there that Rothschild did a lot of building in Sfat. I talked about this on my old channel. The Rothschild family also heavily invested in the town of Woshpina, which is a stone's throw from Sfat. It's something like a 3 or 5 minute drive, depending on how fast you drive. Woshpina means the capstone. So here you have Turkish architecture that is similar to the Turkish temple that is on the Epstein Island, and you have nearby Woshpina. Now, there's also a play on words there, because pin in Hebrew is penis, and wash is head. So Woshpina is also the head of the penis, which is the capstone, which tells you that there is a twisted kind of a sexual connotation connected with the issue of a capstone in Freemason architecture. And of course, we know that the Turkish branch of Freemasonry, you know, they wear those red caps and all. The name of it escapes me now. Is one of the most powerful branches. I am of the opinion that the word saboteur does not come from the French wooden shoe, sabot. I think it comes from Sabbatean. Hashabtaim, called in English the Sabbateans. This was an heretical sect whose idea was, supposedly, this is the excuse they used, that the Messianic age can be brought about if the Jews either become perfectly righteous or perfectly evil. And their idea was, since the Jews can't be perfectly righteous, we'll make them perfectly evil, and that'll bring about the Messianic era. This is obviously an excuse. This is nuts, right? The Sabbateans committed every kind of sin possible. Everything that God said do, they said don't. Everything that God said don't, they did, including incest, including orgies, including adultery, all kinds of perversions. This was part and parcel of their cult. The Sabbateans still exist. There is a group called the Donme, and they are still in Turkey. They are still operative. Shabtai Tzvi, who began the Sabbateans, was captured, and he converted to Islam, which means that there is within Islam an influence of these Sabbateans, these saboteurs of the Jewish people and of everybody else. But their main target is the Jews. Later on, a man by the name of Jacob Frank began an extreme, a more extreme, if you can imagine this, version of the Sabbateans. I think that Mary Shelley called her book Frankenstein. I think what she was actually speaking about was the Sabbateans, the Frankist group of the Sabbateans, the Frankists, in an oblique kind of a way. Mary Shelley was born not long after Jacob Frank died. Jacob Frank, whose sect was even further out, as I say, than that of Shabtai Tzvi. They did things that were absolutely vile, vile, converted to Christianity. And so within Christianity, there is the influence of the Frankists. So within Islam, you have the influence of the Sabbateans, the original Sabbateans. And within Christianity, you have the influence of the Frankists. These people are still active to this day. And their main job is to destroy Judaism, to destroy Jewish morality, and in that way they want to sink the whole world into immorality. This is not an attack on the Christians. They want you to think that. It's not. It's an attack on Judaism. You will find pictures on my page of chief rabbis, including the first two chief rabbis of the modern resettlement of Israel, having that typical Freemason thing with their hand in their coat, but also wearing those crosses. Can you believe this? I'm talking about chief rabbis now. Wearing those crosses that are given out by the monarchy of Britain for loyalty. These are crosses that are given out when someone is knighted and they declare loyalty to the British Empire. The first time I saw a photo of Rabbi Cook, of all people, wearing one of these crosses, I was certain that this had to be photoshopped, that this had to be some kind of a mock-up, that this was some kind of a hoax. Well, it's not. There is corroborating evidence. Other people have found it, including rabbis have found it. There is a Sabbatean, Frankist, Freemason infiltration of Judaism. And their intention is to steer the entire Jewish world into any kind of perversion, apostasy, sin that they possibly can. This is their stated purpose. These are saboteurs. And they are active in all of our critical systems here in Israel and in the major economic centers of the world. These people are very, very wealthy. These are the billionaires among the Jews who run the Jewish youth training programs in which they install Jews who have been trained by them in business, in government, in judicial systems, everywhere where it's critical, in North America, in Israel, in Europe, everywhere. The last person who has any place being involved in Jewish education is a Jewish billionaire. One cannot become that wealthy without devoting themselves to it, dedicating themselves to it. In other words, the money becomes their god. Money is not the god of the Jewish people. You think we're all about money because that's what they want you to think. No Jew who is devoted to Judaism wants more money than they need in order to live a reasonably comfortable life that affords them maximal time for learning Torah and doing good deeds in the world. This is the true Jewish way. What you think about what's important to us is what they want you to think is important to us. They are the anomalies. Ordinary, normal Jews do not want to have more money than allows them free time to live a Jewish life. If you've seen the videos of my apartment, you will see that I practice what I preach. No one who is worth their salt as a Jew wants that kind of money. It is an albatross. It is a yoke. It is a signing of a contract that you cannot get out of. Because once you get that involved with money, you owe people and you cannot pull out. That is a one-way door. And no Jew walks through that. Anyone who has walked out of the door of Judaism. And those are the last people who should be in charge of Jewish education. Determining Jewish policy, determining what's important in the world to Jews, they are doing that only as saboteurs.
Now, she was a follower of Q. Now, this stuff is kind of important. I'm going to bring this up, and I know Q-tard, whatever, bunch of triggered leftists. You know, there's so much that we know today because of Q. What do you know about Jeffrey Epstein, child trafficking, all of that? Do you think you got that from the mainstream media? Because they don't cover that stuff. You know about the temple, you know about Mossad, you know, all of that, all of it was from Q. And if you know about this and you're going to show pictures of Trump and Epstein and all blah, 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 well, you wouldn't know any of that shit if it wasn't for Q. None of it. And not just Q, because all that Q did was present information on an anonymous message board. Information that anons and autists, you know, people that are really good at researching and putting pieces together that others can't, you know, people that are, a lot of them far better than myself, dug into this stuff and came up with all the stuff we know right now. And then they produce videos, and you have your presenters and decoders. You know, I was never doing that kind of stuff, but I did do a lot of research from it, and a lot of what was presented panned out. And everything we know about Epstein was from people that were following Q and digging into the drops. I'm bringing this up because Q started posting again. And he is going after the Federal Reserve. Here's his latest post. It says, "Who are the silent thieves? Why are they manipulating you? How are they stealing your wealth? Bubble, crash, steal, lie, repeat. What is inflation? Monetary manipulation. Taxation without representation. Put an end to the endless 1913 Q." Now, the hint that that's about the Federal Reserve, that it's the 1913, because that's, you know, the monster from Jekyll Island. That's when the Khazarian Mafia put together the Federal Reserve. So Q's letting loose the army of Anons, the researchers, the digital army. And, you know, we got this coinciding with Kanye and everything else that's happening. Kanye, it's pretty clear that he's revealed that the puppet masters of Hollywood and big banks and all of that share one theme in common. And I think we all know who they are and what it is, but here's a little reminder of what price Kanye had to pay, right, to bring you this information.
Ye, a.k.a. Kanye West, cancel list as of the 28th of the 10th, 2022. Here goes. Concert at Sophie Stadium, cancelled. Suspended on Instagram. Suspended on Twitter. Fox News documentary, scrapped. Banned from Fox News. Interview on The Shop, cancelled. Drinks Champs, interview deleted. Banned from JP Morgan Chase. Boycotted by WME. Deal with Balenciaga, terminated. Boycotted by Vogue magazine. Dropped by CAA talent agent. MRC documentary, scrapped. Boycotted by UTA. Disavowed by ex-wife and family. Banned from Daily Wire. $1.5 billion Adidas deal, terminated. $1 billion Gap deal, terminated. Boycotted by Foot Locker. Disaffiliated from Def Jam. Assistant alloy resign. Wax figure removed from museum, banned from Kano Stem Player, banned from Skechers, but remember, the Jews have no power.
Now, Q bringing up Federal Reserve, and he has written a lot about the Federal Reserve in the past, gold takes down the Fed, he's exposed a lot, but the fact that he's coming out with it now, with the things that are happening in this world today, it's very important. Now, what's the big deal about the Federal Reserve? Well, let's take a look at all the people who took steps against it and what happened to them. And maybe you'll be able to put the pieces together too.
So when you get a book that's banned, that means there's something in there that you need to know. So this book is called History of Central Banking. What does Hitler, JFK, Lincoln, Gaddafi, Napoleon, Julius Caesar, Tsar Nicholas II have in common? They all tried to do state banking and they all got either killed or thrown into a war.
So I think it's important that people understand that, yes, we have this satanic secret handshake club that call themselves Jews that are pulling the strings that are behind the scenes. They infiltrated the Catholic Church, the Jesuits, you name it, right? Even the Muslims, it's all infiltrated. Any evil that you see is from their corruption. You know, we have this secret handshake club of bankers, corporations. They put themselves at the controlling powers behind everything. But does that mean that all Jews are part of this mafia? Of course not. Just like all Italians are part of the mob. You know, but that doesn't mean that the Italian mob doesn't exist. Same as it doesn't mean that the Khazarian mafia doesn't exist. Of course it does. You know, but we do have Jews that are on our side. We have people like Simone Gold, who's served time for her freedom fighting activities. You know, hats off. She walks the walk. I respect that. You know, mad respect for that. We have people like Viva Fry, who's been putting out a lot of good information. And really, it's fun to watch his progress as he's waking up. You know, seeing the world for it truly is. And, of course, we have the Spitfire, Lee Dundas. Clearly, she is also one of us.
You will not mask us like she just talked about doing. You will not quarantine the well or the sick. You will not keep our kids out of school. And damn right, you're not going to cripple our businesses anymore. Do you hear me? We will never lock down again. This is the hill we die on because this is America. This is the Constitution of America. And this is frickin' freedom. Never again.
So not all Jews, obviously, are part of this secret handshake club that are absolutely satanic and trying to take over, corrupt the world, enslave and genocide the Goyim. There's also a group, though, that is non-Jew that are their lackeys. And they're called Shabbos Goy. Originally, a non-Jew who does work on the Sabbath that a Jew cannot do. In modern times, it is a non-Jew who toadies to the every wish and whim of the Jews, especially in politics, or a non-Jew who is heavily supportive of Israel. Let's see if there's any of those around. I don't know, like some really slimy politician. Someone maybe like Nancy Pelosi.
Before I was even born, my father was in the Congress of the United States, Thomas D'Alessandro Jr. He was okay, let's hear it for Dad. He was, as a little boy, little teenager, a Shabbat Goy. So he spoke Yiddish. So as he grew up in that, and he was an orator, he was a great speaker and all the rest, and he had a love for the idea of a Jewish state in what was then called Palestine. So when he was older and he went to Congress, this was one of his big issues. He worshipped at the shrine of Franklin Roosevelt. He was a New Deal Democrat. He worshipped at the shrine of Franklin Roosevelt. But he disagreed with him on two very strong points. One was on the treatment of Jewish people in Europe that he wanted to call more attention to. And two, okay, the second was the establishment of a Jewish state in what was then known as Palestine.
So all this talk about white supremacists, where's that coming from? Well, we know where it's coming from. But the problem is that really, like, that's a small percentage of the population. Most whites are not racist. They don't give a crap. But there is a population that do think they're supreme. They think that they're God's chosen. And the problem when you think you're God's chosen is you think everyone else is under you. And if they're under you, they're not quite as worth as much as you. You can do anything to them. The sky's the limit for your depravity. You know, people like Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell, two Jews that, they're horrid child traffickers. Now, here's a victim that is explaining what it's like and if there's an actual Jewish connection with this. And what do you think? Is there? Well, yeah, of course there is. Check this out. This is evil.
But I lost 20 pounds because I wasn't allowed to go get food. And when I called Gilan and asked why I couldn't eat there, she said, it's a Jewish country club. You're not Jewish. They're not going to serve you. This is how this woman spoke to me. Yeah, this is how these people think, Whitney. They, honest to God, think their DNA is better than everybody else's. I swear to you. It was a theme all the time with them, with Eileen Guggenheim, with, Jeffrey Epstein, with Gilan. It was a theme. You know, Jeffrey was a lot less horrible than Gilan, as far as a human being, like just being around, because she was raping just as many children.
So the country club, you weren't allowed to go because it was only for, people of a certain religion
Jewish
and
people.
Ethnicity. Okay, so yeah. That's
religious.
Unfortunate.
Wow. I mean, they could cut you down, and it was so morally devastating. Like, you just felt useless as a human being when you were told you're nothing because you're not Jewish, you're stupid, you're useless, a useless white girl, a poor little peasant. You know, I mean, just the things that I was called, I was just like, I believed it, you know, because it was like a cult, the problem. Yeah, you wouldn't believe the way Jeffrey and Gilan spoke about African Americans. It was like, it made my skin crawl. Anybody who was not Jewish, and you're right about this, but the way they spoke about them, it was really horrifying. And it showed me a great deal about how these people truly believe that they're chosen to do something here. I don't know. It's unbelievable to me. I mean, and it was every one of them, the way they spoke. And one time I heard Isabel say to her mother, Eileen, Mommy, why do you call Maria a nobody? And she said, Honey, Isabel, Maria is not a Jew. She is a nobody.
Well, you know, it is worth pointing.
So you can see why for about 20 years.
Well, that type of stuff I might actually include just because the Maxwell family has
tied to this group.
You
should include it.
What's it called? Chabad Lubavitch. And that group openly talks about how only Jews are human and the rest of human beings are like cattle, basically.
So they wanted to divide and conquer, you know, that's kind of their M.O. But largely thanks to Kanye, and hats off for that, man. Mad respect for that guy for taking the lumps he has and still going strong, not backing down, you know. But, black people are waking up. You know, dear white people, I speak on behalf of all black people when I say this. I thought our oppressors were right. I'm sorry. You know, they're waking up. They're now seeing. So that whole divide and conquer ain't working because we're coming together, man. Coming together. You know, patriots all, doesn't matter color of skin. You know, and all these woke corporations trying to put out this hatred of white people, it's blowing up in their face. They, black people no longer see, or they're starting to no longer see that their oppressors were the whites. You know, their oppressors are the puppet masters behind the scenes that are pulling the strings. And, they're rallying together, many of them, and it's only going to increase in number. And they are knowing who their true enemy is. This is beautiful, man.
Kanye, I just want to let you know, homie, you got some real niggas rocking with you. I ain't never wore Adidas no way. Adidas shoes ain't shit no way. Yo, Yeezys, Adidas won't be shit without you, my nigga. Fuck them motherfucking Jews, my nigga. Just say, homie, fuck them motherfucking Jews. They act like can't nobody say nothing wrong with them people, homie. Them some of the main people promote our death and destruction. So fuck them motherfucking Jews, nigga. High Hitler. Yeah, high motherfucking Hitler. It's enough niggas to beat them Jews. Yeah, all we got to do is just be ignorant niggas. Can't nobody beat the ignorant nigga, Kanye. So fuck them motherfucking Jews. Don't let them do you like Nick Cannon did. They made Nick Cannon ass goddamn me say something against Farrakhan, everything. Now, stick to your guns, nigga. Grab your dick at them little dick hat, them little dick small hat wearing ass motherfuckers. Fuck them, Kanye. Fuck them. Fuck them. Fuck the Jews, Kanye. God damn it. Yeah. Now, man, fuck them motherfucking people, homie. They ain't the most special people in the world. And we gonna stop acting like the Jews can't be talked about, nigga. Fuck them motherfuckers. Man, the niggas was way better than the Jews. The nigger slave, Give us our reparation. Fuck them Jews, Kanye. I'm with you. I don't give a fuck about none of this shit, nigga. I represent nigga. Fuck the Jew.
Now, if you're like me, you can no longer listen to the music we used to listen to before our eyes were open. You know, and it just feels tainted. It feels satanic. Well, maybe that's because we learned a lot about the music industry, but I think there's actually something more going on with this. I think it's actually tainted, like seriously tainted with satanic black magic.
I was the manager of Zodiac Productions, which Zodiac Productions, its name's been changed since then. I'm not even sure what to call it now, but it's the largest music conglomerate in the world. It owns RCA Records, Columbia Records, Motown Records, owns almost all the concert booking agencies in the United States. And that's not even the name of the company that owns it. The name of the company that owns it is Brenner Enterprises, and Brenner Enterprises is owned by Chase Manhattan. Chase Manhattan's owned by Standard Oil, and Standard Oil's owned by the Lords of London. You can track it all back. You kind of get the idea after a while. But I was the managing president of Zodiac Productions. It's one of my jobs as being one of these 13 people. Thus, I got to know many of the people who produce music and sing the music and play the music that you play. Now, one of the closest friends that I got during that time that I obtained was a man named David Crosby. I said, David, I'd like to ask you a couple questions. I said, I already know the answers, but I've been gone for 5 years. I'd like to know if certain things are still the way they were when I left. I said, do they still take the master to the temple room? Dave said, yeah. I said, do they still have the coven conjure demons into the master? He said, of course. I said, now, I got to know something. What's the main reason for rock music? He said, the same as when you were in, so that we can place spells on people that we couldn't cast spells upon. The master is a tape about as big as the top of this podium that looks like an overgrown 8-track that the album is cut on and is placed in a machine that produces and presses the records and the 8-tracks and cassettes that you buy. After it's been recorded, it's taken in. This is why a master's cut months in advance before it's released. On the full moon, it's taken in to a temple room about the size of this auditorium that is in every one of the major music companies, behind locked doors up in the executive office, and it's placed on an altar sitting in the north of the room and a pentagram engraved in the floor. And 13 hand-chosen witches and wizards and a coven come in and conjure a principality or a power up, usually Regia or something like that, and order him to tell the demons under him to follow every record and every tape coming off of that master. I said, okay, one last thing. I've been hearing that you must be an initiated witch now to get a record contract. He said, that's right. He said, many of us that weren't total witches have to be witches now in order to produce music.
Courtney, do you know of ever involved in the occult or witchcraft or anything like that?
Absolutely, man. No kidding. She got really fascinated with it, especially when she was with MTV. And the head people at MTV were totally into satanic cults. The kind of stuff where they were having meetings and wearing red masks and sacrificing people and stuff.
Get the hell out of here at MTV.
The heads of MTV, the people at the top levels of MTV, were definitely satanic cults. When MTV first started, that there was a cult of black magic or dark magic. Let's call it dark magic. People at MTV, musicians that were going through MTV were. Couldn't get on MTV unless they were vetted by these people.
Really?
And they had definite proclivities to not let anybody in there unless they were able to manipulate them through these various cult practices.
Welcome to the Satanic Cult Awards, ladies and gentlemen.
Who wants to pray to the devil with me? Who's in with me? Come on, hey. Let me see those horns. Let me see those horns! Now take the hand of the person next to you. Come on, Layton. Dear Dark Lord Satan, hope everything's good with you. I'm doing fine myself. Just wanted to say hi and ask you to grant tonight's nominees continued success in the music industry.
I'd like to First of all, I'd like to thank Satan.
We'd like to thank you for this MTV award. It will take pride of place on my mantle next to my upside-down rubber cross and my signed copy of The Wicker Man.
So is the music industry truly satanic? Well, here's a little song called Kathy Don't Go to the Supermarket Today from all the way back in 1985. Now you tell me that these satanic Freemason douchebags aren't trying to tell you something here. Check this out. They knew. They always knew.
Hey guys and gals, get hip with a new craze. Register today for your very own personal 666 barcode implant. No more need to carry cash or credit cards. The price of the goods you buy is now automatically subtracted from your bank account by the computer terminal at the checkout stand. It's fast. It's easy.
Well, that's all I got for you today, Patriots, but my next video is not going to take too long because there's some big things happening and that have happened. You know, that red wave, they won the House. That means investigations will begin when they're seated. They'll have subpoena powers. So that's big. Trump's running for office again. That declaration, right? That's also big. That means there's going to be a lot happening between now and 2024. I know that seems like a long way away, but when the things start coming out, you know, who knows what's going to happen between now and then. And keep in mind that, what is it? I think it's on the 18th, going off of memory here, that Fauci has to testify in court about what he was doing with social media, Fauci and others, on record, under oath, before a judge. So TikTok, there's a lot of things happening. You know, things are looking good. The ground's freezing in Ukraine. All of a sudden, the General Milley says, yeah, maybe we should worry about peace talks now because they know what's coming. As soon as that ground freezes, that's it. It's over. And with that falls NATO and likely the European Union. So there's a whole bunch happening, you know. And I'm going to keep on top of it all. You know, we had the Ukrainian money laundering through the Bitcoin, right, or the crypto that just got blown wide open. Yeah, no white hats at all here. That's just coincidence, I'm sure. You know, the big pipeline where they funneled money right back to themselves. Yeah, nothing happening. Now, that's a criminal investigation. You know, there's reports of doctors being Nuremberg Code 2 in Malaysia. I haven't been able to verify that independently, although there's a lot of reports on it, but it seems to be all coming from the same source, so I want to nail that down before I report on it, but wouldn't surprise me. Things are coming out, and I'll keep you on top of everything for sure. It's kind of my job, man. And speaking of job, that's how I'm able to do this, is your contributions. Here's the magical link, givesendgo.com/sonofenos. Easy to remember, hard to forget now, ain't it? And, you know, I'm able to do this because of your contributions. You know, and I read the comments, and what I get a lot is that I seem to share things and cover things that other people just aren't talking about. And, you know, I take pride in that. I don't want to show you a bunch of clips you already saw. And I don't want to sound like everyone else. Kind of a lone wolf here. You know, like, yes, I followed Q, but that's like a starting point for me. And it's not a religion or whatever. So don't bother with a Q-tard this or that. Like, seriously, come up with some new materials in the comments. It's not very good. I don't go off of Q for predictions. It's simply a starting point to do research. That's all it's ever been. You know, like, yeah, there's drama. We can expect this and we can expect that. But that's all how it worked. It's never supposed to be a fortune teller. It's really cool when things happen. You look back at the drops and say, holy crap, that was covered way back then. But that's a far cry from trying to be a soothsayer telling you what tomorrow's going to be. Because, you know what, only the Lord knows. It's his plan, man. And, you know, I think things are looking good. I'll cover the stuff in Canada because in the coming video, because that's just awesome. Like, Trudeau is fooked completely. CSIS, that's our equivalent to our Secret Service, International CIA, but Canadian. I guess they're CIA, but they wear toques. I don't know. But they came out and said that the freedom protests, freedom convoy were peaceful and that they had no business invoking the Emergencies Act or even investigating us because we didn't make that criteria. We weren't violent. We were peaceful and we were there for a political reason, and that's within our rights, man, within our rights. So there are some great things happening. We are in the fog of war, you know. So if you get news that is trying to put fear into you, always take a step back. When things happen, you know, let the dust settle, because things rarely seem how they appear. Rarely. You know, you gotta take that step back. If you react to everything with this guttural feeling, and then you're gonna burn yourself out. And most of the time it's wrong. You know, like, for example, Arizona, did Carrie Lake really lose? Did they really get away with stealing that? You know, Greg Phillips has been putting out stuff, and, you know, he's a very intelligent guy. He's knows a lot about the intelligence community and signals intelligence and stuff like that. And he seems to be suggesting that there's a lot more going on. And some posts Donald Trump has put out, too, also make it seem like there's a lot going on, like that was a big sting operation. We'll see. I don't know. I try not to make that kind of determination, but I will say what people are suggesting, and I will give you my hunch on things, but I'm not going to draw the line in the sand saying this is what's going to happen. You know, I'll give you my analysis, but I'm not a fortune teller, and I don't have any secret contacts. It's just all from me, man. You know, that's it. I look at the information, put the pieces together, and tell you what I think is happening, my analysis. And, you know, a lot of times it pans out. No one's right about everything, but I'm pretty on the ball most of the time. I think, you know, my record's not perfect, but it's not bad either. You know, so we'll see what happens. But chin up, things are looking good. There's some massive things going on in this world, and the truth is coming out. You know, so feel good, no fear. Till next time, we are the news now. Peace.